Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Don't leave me.
They're going to call it a goal, and the Blues just fell victim to another horrific job by NHL officiating.
Ah, dang it.
Today's what?
Thursday, son.
Thursday morning.
Let's wake up the rest of the gang.
The rest of the gang?
I'm going to allow that.
Just get me something I can use.
Like what?
Like coffee.
Like coffee?
I need caffeine.
You need caffeine.
You're better with caffeine.
So are you.
Boy, you had grumpy in the morning.
Grumpy in the morning. Yeah.
Coffee!
Now!
Please! Try not to suck.
Good morning. So the Blues, last night, Game 3 of the third round of the Stanley Cup Finals. Overtime. Hand pass. Loss.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking. I will get into it because there's a lot of Blues stuff today that I want to talk about. And the crowd was great. They were in it from the very beginning. And the bummer is, in my opinion, that it ever went to overtime.
Yep, like, I totally agree.
Like, I'm a homer. Just like the next one. And it was a bunch of garbage.
Yep.
And I hate it so much. But you should have never set yourself up for that to possibly happen.
Correct.
Four guys on the ice. None of them saw it. There was a guy that had a direct line toward it. And it's a bunch of crap. It's terrible. But I seen the puck two times. Mm-hmm. Where you can't get your guys on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Is just... It just can't happen.
Correct.
With less than a minute to go, and you have this thing wrapped up. You've been playing out of your brains.
Mm-hmm.
Can't happen. I mean, I'm bummed. I hate it so much. But I hopefully this will make them like just
chip on their shoulder.
I mean, I've never seen Binnington
and not deflated
react as much as I did last night. And he didn't start off. He started off shaky. I mean, they scored. The first period did not look great. I mean, they started off okay, and then once the Sharks started scoring some goals, and then won 18 seconds after he had one to come within one, but then, man, the second period was all Blues.
Yeah.
Four goals in the second period. I said I wasn't going to talk about it. We'll talk about it later. But once I get into it, I can't stop myself.
You're angry? No one was angrier than Chris Kerber. Kerber and Joey Vitale called the game right here on 198, and I thought Kerber was going to get fired. He was so mad.
He was pausing for great periods of time to choose his words carefully.
Yes,
exactly.
Very much so.
You could tell Joey got a little nervous, too. Like, uh-oh, what's he going to do here? He was so angry.
Well, I mean,
and rightfully so.
And you know, it was funny watching it on NBC, or I like to call them the San Jose Sports Network, or whatever the team the Blues are playing Sports Network. Except for Joe Micheletti is very even, Steven.
Yeah,
it was good to have him in the booth last night.
Yeah,
but they didn't know how to react. Like they all knew it was wrong, and it was a wah wah to the end of the game because. Mm-hmm. There was no, like, they take the, you know, they lead now the series 2-1. There was none of that.
So on TV, how did they call on TV? Were they immediately say,
this
happened?
Clearly.
It was a bad call.
I watched it all the way to the post-game show. And
I did too.
What's the guy in the middle? Jones, is that his name?
No.
The guy in the post-game show? Not little Liam on the left, not the former Blackhawk on the right, but the guy in the middle.
It's not Keith.
It isn't?
No.
Mike?
Mike. It's Mike something.
I know who you're talking about. He's been on the whole time. Tall guy.
Yeah, he's the analyst. He's got a good head of hair.
Yeah.
He basically, you know, he said, hey, you know, the Blues had that one taken away from him. I mean, he was pretty forthright about it.
Wow, yeah. This has been like a trend with officiating. I mean, we had it in football. We had it in college basketball. Right. Now we have it in hockey. Well, what's going on?
This whole postseason, you could say it, Lance, but San Jose has benefited three times from three outrageous calls so far just this postseason. If you remember the big controversy with the Vegas Knights.
5-minute major. Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty crazy. And there was another one, too, I can't think of.
Oh, well, here's the thing. I mean, you can take this to the Vegas Knights. You can take this
Melberry? Am I making that up? Okay, go ahead.
I don't think that's who...
Yeah, that's a different guy. Yeah, okay. That's a different guy from who I'm talking about. You can take it to the Saints, to the New Orleans Saints, and the Vegas Knights. Here's the thing. If you're going to have some things that can be overturned by video and some that can't, I sort of get that. But I think... You have to have two sets of rules for regular season and postseason.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, a random game in November that the officiating cost somebody, I get it. But in the postseason, when there's all this scrutiny and it's national attention, you cannot have people thinking that your league is a joke because you have this video that you can't use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially goals. It wouldn't be that hard to just review every goal in the postseason.
Well,
that's a great point.
Yeah, I mean...
Every goal automatically gets a review. Why not?
That non-review thing. You know, what are they all huddled together? Like, you see it? No. You see it? No. You see it? No.
Yeah, you're
all right. All
right.
I didn't see it.
I'm hungry. Let's go get a steak.
Yes. Yeah.
Man.
And I saw a crazy stat about one of the refs from last night's game. The games he's refed for the Blues during the postseason, the Blues are 1-4. And the Sharks are 6-0 or something like that.
What?
Wow. Yeah. That's and there's troublesome. A Wikipedia page where it's all been changed to all the San Jose stuff.
Oh,
I have to find out what his name is, but I saw it this morning. It made me laugh.
Man.
All right. We'll continue to complain about last night's game
we will.
Throughout the show. But there were some really special moments last night. We'll talk about that. There was a really cool story that another state did about the Gloria song. We're going to talk about that. Know who on the show today, unfortunately, or who on the show hostess is in Vegas. But we'll talk about the U.S. women's soccer game that's tonight against New Zealand at Busch Stadium. We're going to talk about Memorial Day. And of course, DMB last night, Tim attended and he'll discuss it. I'm mad at myself. I didn't go.
But you are?
Well, I want to see Dave Matthews Band, but I mean, the playoffs are on right now.
I know.
And I really need to concentrate on only one thing.
I know. I debated. I'm glad I went, especially with the Blues game ending the way it did. But, yeah, I'm glad I went. I'll tell you guys about it. Some funny things happened.
And foodstuffs, of course. We've got a lot of foodstuffs to cover this morning as well. All right, let's talk about your weather. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer today. I mean, we're talking 90 people and humid. Welcome to St. Louis. And then tonight, we're going to get down to only about 60. And then tomorrow, it's a duplicate of today. High of 90. The moon this morning. Anybody catch the moon this morning?
No,
I didn't notice.
It was orange, red, and just lovely. Mm. It was, I don't know. It was. I mean, you know, I don't pay attention to the moon most mornings, but you couldn't not.
It was pretty.
It really was pretty. And I'm hoping on my way in, Lance, there was some trouble.
Yeah.
I couldn't decide which way I wanted to go. So I ended up going that one way where it's like a little route that people that want to go to Route 3 can take.
Right.
But I can take it onto the Poplar Street Bridge as well. So I took that, and then they were at the ramp. They had it closed. And then I noticed to the left, people that just took the Poplar straight through were stopped.
Yeah, that was a
motor- So I got through.
Yeah, that was a motorcycle accident that they're still working. And I mean, you know, this whole week, as far as getting from Illinois to Missouri.
Illinois.
Yeah, it's just...
Can I float a suggestion?
Yes, please.
St. Louis metro area. Let's just go on vacation. Let's come back the Tuesday after Memorial Day and...
Regroup?
Yeah.
Kids are out of school.
This is just ridiculous.
Good idea.
And I saw somebody, one of my Facebook friends, if he wants to call himself that, saying that traffic on 270 has been so nice since Illinois drivers can't get over.
In South County?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's helped a little bit.
Then they're talking about building a wall now.
hurtful. I feel so bad for Illinois drivers because I think a lot of them have tried different strategies every day to try and find the sweet spot for this drive. And I'm sure a lot of people yesterday, it's like, well, you know what? I'm just going to go all the way up north to 270. And then you get an 18-wheeler that catches fire and the highway closes. Yep. And those people got snake bit. And then there was a crash at the beginning of the rush hour yesterday afternoon that made a mess going home on 270 in North County. So this morning... yeah, not a good start. As Courtney mentioned, that accident on the Poplar Street Bridge approach on westbound 64 coming in from Illinois. They're still working with it, and looks like they're getting somewhat close to wrapping it up, moving forward, but we've... I'm on my mind, got the cop gun kind of crazy. Shit's poison, but tasty. People say, run, don't walk away. She's sweet, but a psycho.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show. And if you just got in the car and you just tuned in, because you know Lance gives you the best traffic coverage, already an issue early this morning. It happened around, I'm going to say it happened at 4:20 this morning.
Yeah, are you just pulling that out of your hat or?
No, because that's when I went through and they started shutting everything down.
I think that's what's called the Courtney motorcade. Does that happen every morning?
So you know the Illinois drivers, if you're coming from Illinois over to Missouri, it's been a real...
this week's been a
real type of show this week. And this morning, the bridge that we've been counting on has let us down yet again. But you'll get to that in just a second. I want to talk about, real quick, some of the date in history. Hmm. This morning, I'm walking through the hallway, and I heard this song, and 38 years ago, it hit number one. And it's by Kim Carnes.
Oh, Betty Davis Eyes?
Mm-hmm. And this is so crazy to me. Top Gun was released on this date.
Oh, really?
Wow.
And I should run out to theaters and see it.
1985?
81. Was that 38 years ago as well?
No, that was
I didn't
say fact.
38.
No. Oh, okay.
I think 86.
You're exactly right. 86. Lance doesn't know because he doesn't care.
Right. That's unbelievable.
He's never seen guys play volleyball in jeans.
Not on film.
And the sequel's coming out, I think, next year.
When does that come out?
They've been working on it for a while, it seems like.
That was a moment in time of just great, such a great movie.
I also remember Top Gun. Remember, like, all my dad's friends, all the dads in the neighborhood, they all had these home theaters, and that was the movie you put on to show off your stereo
system. Oh, yeah.
Because the jets at the beginning. Yeah. Yes. It's pretty awesome.
You know, I used to have a little thing for Tom Skerritt back in the day.
Really?
I always thought he was such a handsome man until I saw him in that movie Poison Ivy, and he ruined himself for me.
By doing just Drew Barrymore.
Yes.
Yeah.
That exactly. It really bugged me. And 13 years ago, in 2006, Richard Hatch was sentenced to 51 months in prison for tax evasion. Plus another 3 years of supervised release after he got out. So how long has Survivor been on the air? 20 years? 19?
I was going to say
I was in college.
Close
probably
to that.
If I had to pick a year, I'd say it was somewhere around 2001.
I like that.
Yeah. Because we did a big...
I think
Maybe before
that. 99?
Before.
2000?
Well, in Schmeg, if you're listening at around 6:37, there's an interesting story about Sia and Survivor. She's a huge Survivor fan and does something special to people that don't win the show.
What?
It's interesting. I'll tell you about it. That's called a tease, people.
Yeah.
Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Courtney mentioned it early this morning. Motorcycle accident westbound on...
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show. Jen's off for the rest of the week. Kevin's here. Tim's here. Lance is here. Hey. We're going to talk about DMB last night. Tim attended the show out at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Beautiful night.
Beautiful night,
for
yeah.
a concert.
My first show of the season. I guess it's only been open for a couple weeks now, but yeah,
it was I'm cool. kind of mad I didn't go. Dave Matthews, to me, is music at a really good time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I was 30. I was free. I had no cares. Mm-hmm. I just felt it was just a really great time. So yeah. when I hear a Dave Matthews song, it takes me back.
Me too. It's exactly how I feel. Mine was like late high school and then through college, that kind of era. So yeah, a lot of memories and ran into so many people from my past. So we'll talk about that.
Oh yeah. Okay. We're going to talk about that a little later. And don't forget your code word for the Cashman contest, $1,000 12 times a day. First chance to grab that $1,000 with a code word will be at 720. And all you have to do is remember 72881 because that is where you will text the code word. All right. Let's talk about Uber. You know, we talked about it Monday, because my friend was in a scary Uber ride.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
With a guy that she recorded him for like the last 11 minutes. She was not alone in the Uber. She was with her husband, but the guy was obviously disturbed. Mm-hmm. And we talked about, like, you know, this guy knows where she lives. And Lance said that whenever he takes an Uber, that he never has them pick them up or drop them off at his home, at his residence. Do you go to a neighbor you dislike?
That's a great idea. I'm going to start doing that.
How far do they get to your house when they drop you off? I mean, how close do they get to your house?
I think the furthest away I've done, it's been about four blocks.
Wow. Four blocks. Wow. You're like, you don't even want him on your street.
No. I wanted him to have a good guess.
Nice.
This guy must have been real creepy.
And I, you know, and sadly, I'm so trusting that wouldn't even...
I know.
Yeah, you wouldn't think
of it. That thought wouldn't come to me.
Yeah.
Well, now Uber has rolled out, and I think it's a great idea, the quiet mode, where you put in, I want quiet mode, and the driver won't talk to you. But if you pick the quiet mode, that means you have to pay a little more because it's only available on Uber Black and Black SUV rides. So when you do Uber X or Uber Pool...
Sorry, they're talking.
Yes.
That's you still, really weird.
You still yeah. risk human interaction.
That's so strange.
I know. Why? Because I can't have a quiet mode because I'm not paying as much as somebody else.
Right. Or is the guy going to talk to you and so that next time you're like, I guess I got to pay the extra money.
Well, I think they're trying to push the more expensive Uber rides. It's yeah. There's not even a plan to possibly roll out it on the cheaper fares.
Right. Those guys are chatting.
Yeah.
Weird.
I know. I haven't taken an Uber that much, so I don't have a ton of experience. It really freaks my mom out because we talked about Ubering her home after the roast.
Oh, she said
and it's
no.
the unknown to her, so she thinks it's really creepy.
Yeah.
And I understand.
Your first few times, it is a weird thing. You're just getting into a stranger's car. But I mean, I do it quite a bit, or at least in LA did, and it's I've never had a bad experience.
Nick dislikes it more than any person I know.
Really?
When he was in DC, they took a lot of Ubers and the drivers were poor. Mm-hmm. Like they were terrible drivers.
Oh.
And that's another thing.
Yeah.
Taxi drivers, you have to go through a lot of training.
I had some rough taxi drivers.
Well, yeah, they're not all great, but I mean and then the chatting and talking. I mean, I like an Uber because I think it's easy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like immediate. You know, we don't live in a place where taxis are running rampant. Like, they're easy to get.
Yes. No, and it is pretty nice here. I've only had good experiences with it, honestly.
All I can think about is back to the Seinfeld episode where Elaine didn't want to chat with her driver from the tennis match. So she acted like she was hard of hearing. And then she felt bad, so she sent him to a Metallica concert. And then he couldn't hear anything. It's the U.S. Open one. Go watch it. It's a great one. Okay, let's talk about your weather. It's going to be gorgeous. A little warm, though, and humid. High of 90, but sunny, breezy. And then tomorrow, same. Sunny, breezy with a high of 90. And looks like over the weekend, we're looking at pretty good weather during the day and then late night thunderstorms on Saturday. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
Well, another tough morning on the Illinois side, and we keep moving the problem areas around. Yesterday, clearly, it was 270 trying to get across the chain of rocks.
Deserved it. You look perfect tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's a perfect song for right now. It's just down and sad. It's
it's a perfect song anytime.
I know it is because it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Kevin's here. Tim's here. Lance is here. Jen off for the rest of the week. She'll be back next week. Okay, so what everybody's waking up to is anger because of the way the game ended last night against the San Jose Sharks. Game three here at Enterprise Center. The crowd was amazing. The Blues, that second period, and even the third period, looked so great. Four goals in the second period. Almost closed it out less than a minute to go.
That second period when they came back and then were winning, in between Dave songs, there were "Let's Go Blues" chants. Just they would just kind of slowly rise.
Oh yeah,
awesome!
And then you saw Dave kind of looking around, and he'd be like, "They told me about your blues."
Is that how he sounded?
Yeah, that's how Dave sounds.
Let's
on stage
hear
for some reason.
About the blues. Dave Matthews Band last night. People are feeling a little tired from that. Not as angry as the people that watched the Blues game.
Yeah, it ended much better.
We're going to play the audio of Chris Kerber. They were on Y98 last night, and Chris Kerber, the voice of the St. Louis Blues on radio on KMOX, and he really, and Tim mentioned it earlier, he keeps stopping himself, so I think so he doesn't cuss.
Yeah.
Here's a little bit of his reaction last night.
They're going to call it a goal, and the Blues just got toasted. A hand pass by San Jose, missed by Mark Jonette, Dan O'Rourke, Johnny Murray, and Matt McPherson. These two guys, they pointed to center ice, and now they don't know what to say. They're still there. I don't know why they've left. They haven't left the ice. And they're going to call it a goal, and the Blues just fell victim to another horrific job by NHL officiating. Braden Schenk slaps the glass. And the NHL at this point in time has to be absolutely embarrassed by yet another officiating crew in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Sharks win game three. Let's get the post-game show started. Alex Ferrario standing by.
All right, guys. Plenty of reaction to this
one. All right.
And the whole team did a great job.
Afterwards,
yeah,
doing the interviews.
You know, those overtime things end. They end fast. And then next thing you know, you're on the air kind of talking about it. But you're sitting there going, I can't believe what just happened. Kerber calmed himself down a few times, but he was mad. He also repeated the names of all the referees several times. He wanted it to be a part of it.
That Jonette, I think, is the one I was talking about earlier this morning.
Oh, with their two different records.
Yes, the Blues records with him as a ref, and the Sharks record with him as a ref. I'll look it up. We're gonna talk about it all morning. But I did say this early this morning. Like, yeah, I'm bummed bad, but I feel like the Blues should have closed it out in
I agree. It was in their hands.
It was less than a minute.
Yeah.
They made some mistakes by icing the puck, and they should have closed that game out.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, as far as the officiating, the San Jose fans will tell you, well, Perron shouldn't have been on the ice to score one of those goals because he should have been off the ice for a delay of game penalty for flipping the puck into the net.
There was a delay of game question.
So, I mean, yeah.
We need to move on and
we do.
Focus on the next.
When it's the game winner,
it's tough.
Yeah.
In overtime, in that game where there was just so much battling, it is really tough.
Okay, and you asked me about the hand pass rule.
Yeah.
Because it's not reviewable, all right?
Mm-hmm.
A ref has to see it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the four refs that are on the ice have to see it. And here's what the rule says. A player shall be permitted to stop or...
Let me see your hand pass.
All right. A player shall be permitted to stop or bat a puck in the air with his open hand or push it along the ice with his hand, and the play shall not be stopped unless, in the opinion of the on-ice officials, he has directed the puck to a teammate or has allowed his team to gain an advantage, and the possession and control of the puck is obtained by a player of the offending team, and either directly or deflected off any player or official. So it should have been, like, if he does a hand pass and we touch the puck, it's fine. But if his own player touches the puck after the hand pass, it's blown. Yeah, and the whistle should be blown.
Mm-hmm. I did see some people, before I called it a night last night, I did see some posts online where people said they were looking at it really closely and said that it appeared, after the hand pass, it appeared to them that the puck hit Bouwmeester's sock. And so that, like where you just read the rule, if it touched the opposing team's player, it's okay. So some people were saying that after the hand pass, the puck hit Bouwmeester or grazed him. So that may have been what the officials were talking about and said, maybe it's not as egregious as they didn't see it. Maybe they did see it and said, well, it looked like it touched that Blues player, so it's not a hand pass issue. I don't know.
I mean, even the announcers were like, that was a hand pass.
Yeah, and they kept saying it that they analyzed that and felt like it didn't touch it, but I did hear the other side as well. It's pretty wild. So just to understand, you can grab it and then you can hit it yourself, but you can't pass it.
Right.
I get it.
All right, so we're going to move on, but we'll talk more about the Blues, and listen, guys, it's 2-1 right now. We have another home game tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Enterprise Center. This team is going to fight back. We've seen it, we've seen it since January, so this is a special team.
Yeah, and however the series plays out, that was the turning point game. However the series goes, that was the turning point right there.
Yeah. All right, we're going to talk about Taylor Swift and some regrets she had in her teen days when she revealed too much. We're also going to talk about Sia and her love of Survivor. And, of course, CBS rolling out their new shows will give you the highlights. That's all in Schmig in about 5 minutes on Y98.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and get the summer free.
Summer free makes you feel fine.
Somebody worried I'm going to spoil Survivor. Yes. Is that what the call was about?
Yes. I promised them that you were not going
to. I'm not going to. I'll get to that in 1 second because I did mention Sia and what a huge Survivor fan she is.
Does she like it as much as she likes chandeliers?
Now I can't find the stupid story. Let's talk about online at Y98.com. Did you see the video yesterday going around with Mick Jagger practicing his dance moves in a dance studio?
No.
I did see that.
It's awesome. Yeah. He just had heart surgery. Right. And, he's doing all his Mick Jagger moves.
Yeah.
But he works on those.
That's so fun.
And he looks
amazing.
He's 75, people. I mean, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And then also online, Kevin, what did I have you put up earlier? Oh, Black Mirror.
Oh.
The new season.
Miley.
There's only three episodes.
Of a whole season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
Are they movie length? Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But it looks good.
You can see that at Y98.com. And you can see Danny Trejo. He turned 75 today, by the way, so we won't be in the birthdays. And now he's a spokesman for a dysfunction treatment. I think you know what that dysfunction is.
Does it have to do with officiating?
And it's like a 3.5 minute spot. I don't know where this thing's running.
Really?
Yes.
Those guys have time on their hands.
Let's talk about CBS. All right, and then this is it. I think we've got all the networks, right? Nope, probably tomorrow there'll be something else.
Yeah.
CBS announced their new shows, and really not a lot of big news with CBS because a lot of their shows are coming back. They didn't do a lot of cancellations. But there's a new comedy that's going to star Billy Gardell, who was in Mike and Molly.
Yeah.
It's called Bob Hearts, and it's somebody's name. I don't know how to pronounce it. It would be a good idea if you want people to talk about your show to make it easy.
Yes.
That's a great point.
Yep. Can I see it?
Yeah. There you go. It's about a guy that does something and meets a woman.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
I know. See?
Can you spell it?
A-B-I-S-H-O-L-A.
Abishola, perhaps.
Possibly. He suffers a heart attack, falls in love with the nurse. She's a Nigerian immigrant named this name. And then there's a sitcom called Broke, and that's going to be Polly Perrette. She'll be back.
Oh.
It's about an outrageously wealthy trust fund baby who's suddenly cut off by his father, so he and his wife move into the house of her estranged sister, who's played by the wacky Polly Perrette. I don't really know if that's really true. And then Carol's second act. Now, whereas you said Rob Lowe is the Ted McGinley,
yeah,
Patricia Heaton can't not get work.
Oh, I know.
Steady. Wow. I mean, after Everybody Loves Raymond, she was on The Middle for years and years.
Yeah, she's good, though.
She is.
Carol's,
solid.
It's called Carol's Second Act. She plays a mom. She retires from teaching after raising her two kids and then decides to launch a late-in-life career as a doctor. And then Edie Falco's in a drama called Tommy, and she plays the LAPD's first female chief of police. Here's what is going away, The Big Bang Theory. Mm-hmm. Their season finale's tonight.
What?
Elementary, Fam, Happy Together, Life in Pieces, Murphy Brown, The Red Line, Salvation.
I thought you mentioned one in there. It's like, was that even still on? Oh, Elementary.
I didn't know.
I thought that had been gone for a while.
That had a good run, though.
It did.
Okay, Taylor Swift was on Ellen yesterday, and she talked about when she revealed that Joe Jonas dumped her, and she said, you know, I regret that. That was too much. It was too much. I was 18.
She called him, right?
It doesn't say that. It says, I'll tell you. I'll get to it in a second. She said, I was 18. We laugh about it now, but that was mouthy. Some teenage stuff there. When she was on, Ellen asked if any of the songs were about Joe, who she had been dating, and nobody knew that she wasn't dating him anymore. She said, there's one song that's about that guy, but that guy's not in my life anymore, unfortunately. Someday I'm going to find someone really, really great who's right for me. When I look at that person, I'm not even going to remember the boy who broke up with me over the phone in 25 seconds when I was 18.
Wow.
But, grow and change. Yeah. She was 18. Think about what you said at 18, trying to do interviews at 18.
Right. And Joe's a busy guy. Like, she's lucky it wasn't a text message.
And there, I don't even know if that was something that was going on in 2008 as much as now.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bunch of disgruntled Game of Thrones fans that want HBO to redo season 8 with competent writers.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot of people are upset.
150,000 signatures he asked for. They've already surpassed 200,000.
Hey, spoiler alert. That's what makes Game of Thrones so good.
That you don't want to be
that you hate
what?
Somebody one week, love them the next, mm-hmm. hate them again. That's what the best part is, and nobody on that show is safe. And that's what made that has made that show so good.
Survivor: Edge of Distinction. We have a winner. I will not give the winner because somebody called and asked me not to. But I will tell you this: Sia gave $100,000 to one of the guys on the live reunion show. I'm not going to tell you this person's name either because I don't know if that's a thing, like she gives it to people that don't win.
Mm-hmm.
She loves the show and gives money to her favorite players.
What?
Wow. Just for the heck of it?
Yes. I don't know how much she's done this, and I don't know if she gives it also to people that end up winning the show.
Yeah.
Or just her favorite players, so I'm afraid if I say this name.
Yeah.
Because it's not the same person that won.
Okay.
Put it that way. So, you're welcome, Survivor Watcher.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling her. I would have totally said the name on the air.
Yeah, it's probably for the best that you don't.
That's Entertainment Schmig. You can hear the entire Schmig on podcast anytime, y98.com. But your second Schmig at 8:40 with Mr. Tim Convy. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
Broadcasting 101, don't bury the headline. Westbound 64, that crash before the Poplar Street Bridge has been cleared. So, all lanes are open again. We had a pre-dawn motorcycle accident. They were out there for a long time investigating it, but as of about 15 minutes ago, all lanes back open on 64 West.
For the world we're gonna make.
Hank on Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Your code word for Cash Man coming up in about 25 minutes, 20 after the hour. We do it 12 times a day. Once you hear that code word, text that code word 7287. 881. We give $1,000 away every hour. You can win like Anita, Denise, and Mary, all from the St. Louis area.
What invention of the last 25 years has most affected your lives? That's my question for you guys.
20 years.
25.
25.
Okay, so since 1994.
Listening comprehension. Yeah. Since what?
I've got two. Okay. Cell phone.
Smartphone.
The smartphone. Yeah. But, I guess the cell phone was before then, right?
Yeah.
In a way. But I mean, listen, we do so much now with the smartphone. It's crazy. I mean, just as the broadcasters. I mean, remember all the stuff we used to have to take out to go somewhere something?
In work, I totally get it. But I enjoyed not being connected with everything all the time.
You don't love what it's done.
Yes.
The smartphone. Yeah.
But I love technology like Google. I used to have to go to the library all the time for stuff.
Really?
Yes.
For show stuff?
Yes. Yeah. Not for school. Don't think I walked in one out through school.
Google. You went to the library a lot to do show
to get information. A lot.
Interesting.
It's a good point. I would say digital recording technology for a couple of reasons. And it's like what you talked about, Courtney. Not only does it make our job easier, but back in the day, before we would all commonly send audio as MP3s over the internet, I would send out actual audio tape. And I mean, to the point where, you know, Courtney used to go to the library a lot. I used to be a FedEx regular. I was at FedEx probably 4 nights a week. And I mean, I have not shipped, I probably back in the day probably did 200 FedEx shipments and Fed Up shipments a year. But,
Up with FedEx.
Well, no, FedEx was great. But I used to do probably 200 a year, and I probably do one every few years.
Isn't that interesting? Online banking, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
That is
take a picture of a check.
Right. You just going to the bank, putting that time in, used to be a part of your life.
Yes.
And then the ATM, which made it a little bit easier. But now you don't have to touch any of that stuff.
It's pretty amazing.
It's crazy.
And also, besides Google online banking, the Swiffer. Swiffer is pretty amazing. Yeah.
They did a huge survey, asked people their top 10 best inventions of 25 years. Swiffer didn't make it.
I can't believe. What about the magic eraser? Because that's pretty spectacular.
Also not on here.
The Roomba? Is that there?
Roomba is not on here. It's all internet-related type things. So the internet itself is over 25 years old. That doesn't count. But Wi-Fi came in number one. Which I think we take for granted. But
we
do.
Yeah. We do take it for granted.
And having a plug-in was...
Yeah.
I guess it wasn't the worst. Weird. Number two, smartphones, like Kevin said. Number three, like Courtney said, online banking. Number four, Google.
Google.
Oh, yeah.
Google is like, and that's why when people call and ask questions to us, I'm always like, do you not have Google capability anywhere?
Oh, right.
You know, like,
I'm pretty bad about that. Like, I'll just ask a question thinking maybe somebody knows it, and everyone's like, why don't you Google it? Because I don't know. I thought maybe you knew. People get mad.
But to call a radio station.
Right.
Right.
You've, like, taken the time to call a radio station, so you've done something.
I found your number online.
Yeah, and typically it's going to ring for... Typically, you could Google it in the time it takes to do the radio station. Online shopping platforms like Amazon, I mean, that has changed.
Yeah.
I mean, I get paper towels
I know.
And stuff.
You're more of that than I am, though. I still like going out and spending more than I should at Walgreens.
Yeah.
Because it's so convenient.
Other things that made the list, tablet devices, flat screen TVs. I mean, has that changed people's lives? It's just TVs gotten better.
No, but I will say...
It's changed space and houses.
And then carrying the TV around or moving with the TV. Oh, my God. Can you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It was the worst.
It was like a sofa. It was the same situation before. GPS.
Oh, GPS has not helped me at all because I just call Lance.
Yeah. It's helped me a lot.
Actually, I will make the case. I think GPS has made for worse drivers. I think people, because GPS...
They don't pay attention anymore.
People making right turns from the far left lane across all kinds of... I see it all. It happened to me like 3 times yesterday.
That makes sense.
And I'm bad because if I do use GPS, my phone is so bad and it eats all the battery. So when I leave, I forget how I got there because I went just
paying attention.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
And then I'm leaving like, did I make a left or a right? How did I get in here?
Yeah.
And I have no idea and I have no phone to help me.
That's it. What Lance was saying too, because before you made a wrong turn, it took you a while to look around and go, oh, I think I... yeah, I think I made a wrong turn. But now you immediately know you screwed up and you try to fix it.
Recalculating.
Finally, also coming in on this list, stem cell technology. Courtney, do you want to talk about how that has affected radio?
It's been pretty amazing.
Yeah. Look at us. Where would we be without stem cell technology?
This is your home for today's best music. KYKY FM and HD1 St. Louis, driven by the Bomarito Automotive Group.
Y98, it's Courtney and Company with Kevin and Tim and Lance. Jen off for the rest of the week. She'll be back next week. And we're all feeling the blues about the St. Louis Blues. That overtime loss against the Sharks, game 3, makes the Sharks up 2-1 Friday night. The hand pass that was it was an illegal hand pass. They won the game. And I told you guys earlier that San Jose, you know, we were mentioning that they've had some lucky breaks in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The refs have been on the San Jose Sharks side. Everybody wants Thornton to get a Stanley Cup,
which is so dumb. And somebody was making the point the other day, the St. Louis Blues, the franchise, has never won a Stanley Cup.
But we're like, we got to get Thornton a Stanley Cup.
Thornton.
Yeah. Or say the same thing for Bomeister. I mean, he hasn't had a Stanley Cup. He's been in the league for years.
Anyway, they should have just... The bummer of it is it should have been over in regulation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bad thing. They held them off. It was 4-3 the entire third period. They looked great.
Mm-hmm.
Last minute mistakes led to a goal by the Sharks, which tied it up, went to overtime, hand pass, loss. That's it. But there were some really cool things last night at the game. And did you guys see the little girl, that Layla Anderson?
Yes. Oh
man.
So
yeah.
Cool.
Such a cool story, and the Blues have adopted Layla. Layla's a huge Blues fan. She's 11 years old, and she has a systematic inflammatory syndrome, and it can be fatal. And she had a bone marrow transplant in January with the help of Be the Match. And on Thursday at St. Louis Children's Hospital, she got to ring the bell signifying 100 days since her transplant, which is so cool.
Yeah.
Louie the Blue was there. She hasn't been able to leave the house over the past 4 months. The only time she's left the house is to go to the hospital for treatment.
And huge hockey fan. Blues fan. She never would have mispronounced Joe Thornton's name.
And Thornton. I believe a couple of the Blues went and saw her in the hospital.
They did. It was a Christmas party. And I don't have the information right here, but she was at a Christmas party. And she got to meet a lot of the Blues there at this Christmas party. And somebody gave her a jersey and they asked how it felt, and she said, it was just incredible to touch his beautiful, beautiful hand. She's got tons of personality.
Oh, yeah.
And so her mom found out from someone that had a suite for the game. Her mom got 2 tickets in that suite from one of their neighbors, and so she was going to surprise Layla with this. So she told her, we're going to the Blues game. And Layla was like, she just couldn't believe it. Yeah. She's like, I thought maybe she was going to tell me we were going to Chipotle. And she held a sign that said, I'm here, boys. Let's do this. Love, Layla. And the Blues wives even got in on the love for Layla. They all wear, I don't know if you've noticed, but a lot of the Blues wives have Blues jean jackets.
Oh, yeah, I've seen them.
And they gave her a special Blues jean jacket.
That's so cool.
And she still has a long road ahead of her. It's a year or two for her immune system to build up again. But she said, I mean, it's been a struggle, but every day is just another day of living. You live life to the fullest.
Yeah. Oh. And if you guys haven't seen this video, check it out. It's on the Blues Instagram page, and it's her mom surprising her, and it'll make you feel some things.
Yeah, her mom said it was one of the greatest moments of her life. Said it was just the best gift she could have given her.
That's great.
So come on, Blues. Friday night, game number 4, tied the series up. I think they're going to come out strong and angry, but
yeah,
angry in a good way.
Yeah, that focused anger. That's how I do the show every morning.
Is that because of me? Do I make you feel like that?
It brings out the best in me, Courtney.
All right, your Ashley Furniture Home Store weather. This is home. It's going to be warm and humid today. Sunny, breezy with a high of 90. A duplicate for tomorrow as well. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
Well,
and I'll write your name.
Taylor Swift on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. If you missed your code word this hour, it is TOTAL, T-O-T-A-L. Text it to 72881 by the end of the hour, and you could win $1,000.
Let's talk about bathing. Bathing in you. there's two bathing things. Here's one. One in five people do not wash this body part in the shower.
20%.
Yeah. Twitter asked the question, do you wash blank when you take a shower? Makes it sound like I'm getting, it's right. Not, I'll fill in the blank.
Like never?
They just asked that question.
Is it their hair?
It's not their hair.
Okay.
Feet?
It's not their feet, but it would make sense that they wouldn't wash their feet.
Elbows.
If they didn't wash this.
Is it down there?
Ankles.
It's a part of the ankle. It's the whole part of the ankle.
Legs.
Oh.
Do you wash your legs in the shower? And 20% said no, they don't. 80% do, obviously. But both sides have strong feelings about the leg area.
And I would think men would be less likely to wash them than women.
Wash.
You gotta wash.
Sexiest accent.
Yeah.
Number nine.
See, I'm, I don't know if people can listen. They're so distracted by how.
I think Lance had mentioned he doesn't wash his feet in the shower before.
Not regularly, no.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I'm on a rotation. Like, I don't think I'm knocking out head to toe every time.
No, I don't think so.
I get so distracted, man. I'm just.
Do you have a mirror in the shower?
I don't know. Kevin liked it.
Kevin's like, if I were Tim, I would. A dermatologist actually weighed in on it a few years ago because a character on You're the Worst, that sitcom You're the Worst.
Yeah.
said she didn't wash her legs. So they asked this dermatologist about, do you need to? And the dermatologist said, unless your legs are visibly soiled, you don't actually need to wash them.
Right. I think that probably goes for most your body, right?
Visibly soiled.
Yeah, I love that turn of phrase.
Yeah.
This is my band in eighth grade, actually, visibly soiled.
You didn't have many gigs, did you?
I didn't. People didn't.
That's
really.
A great band name.
Yeah. We never caught on.
Soap running down your body removes most of the dirt and sweat on its own.
Hmm.
Okay. And then another bathing story today.
Oh, good.
With pools opening. Can you believe next weekend is Memorial Day weekend?
Is it next?
Oh, yeah.
Next weekend.
Wow.
Where does the time go?
Where does it go?
Well, these are some things to have in your head when you jump into the pool. Well, early on, it'll be fine.
Are these going to be bad things I don't want to hear yes. before I jump into the pool?
Yes.
All right.
A new poll found that over half of Americans have used a swimming pool as an alternative to showering before. Mm. They've used it, like, not all the time, but they've done it. Like, one doesn't... You can't get out of the pool and be like, I'm fresh.
No, you have to rinse off.
Yes.
I know there are some parks that you have to shower before you go in the pool.
So they like to use the chlorine to get all the dirt off their body.
Hmm.
And they also found that 48% of us never shower before jumping in the pool. Well, I don't know a lot of who does. Like, I don't get in the shower and go, I'm going to the pool.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
24% of us would go in a pool within an hour of having, and this is what it says.
Oh boy.
Okay?
Go ahead.
Kevin's had some of this today. Explosive bathroom experience.
How do you know that factoid about Kevin?
Sorry, Kevin.
Overshare.
Food stuffs coming up in 7 on Y98.
Food Stuffs with me, Tim Convey. It is sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. We'll talk more about them shortly. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney & Co. Y98, where you can check out pictures of Lance, Kevin, and I gender swapped.
Yes.
People are loving it. Lance looks like Lady Gaga. I'm not going to lie to you. and we got some new roast photos that I'll put up in a second, too, that are really good. So follow us on Instagram at Courtney & Co. Y98. Speaking of barbecue, happy National Barbecue Day, everybody.
What?
That's right. It's today.
Don't you think it should be next weekend?
Oh, that's a great point.
Well, maybe they're kind of getting you ready for the, like, planning out your barbecue, right?
Mm-mm.
I don't know. You make a good point. It's already another holiday next weekend, though.
Might be good to get Tom in next week and maybe give some grilling tips.
He's a huge star now. He was on Channel 5 this morning.
But like that the average barbecuer can do.
All right. I'll talk to him. I'll make a call.
Nick's always, his philosophy on barbecuing is this. He's like, why would I want to spend hours doing this when somebody else has done it and done it better than I can ever do it? I mean, I think it's like it's a hobby for some people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree.
I've been smoking these for 17 hours.
Right.
Go down the street, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree. They've got the equipment. They're ready to go.
It's also National Mimosa Day.
Oh, I do like a mimosa. They hurt. They don't like me, but I do like them. And I like it with the, there's a pink one. I guess it's maybe one with grapefruit juice.
Okay.
And champagne. Those, again, hurt me.
I had a wonderful mimosa over the weekend at Juniper in the West End.
Sounded like my mother there.
I know. It was wonderful. It was like a pink peppercorn or some pink peppercorn shrub mimosa, I think it was.
You love a good cocktail.
I do.
Yeah, you do. Are you going to have one today for National Mimosa Day?
Probably not. I did what I could on Sunday.
Something to think about. It was brunch. What are you going to do?
Yeah, right.
A couple of things going on that we got to talk about. Red Lobster giving away insulated fanny packs to keep your Cheddar Bay biscuits warm. This is a real thing. I'm going to find it so I can show it on the Instagram Live. It's pretty. They're actually pretty cool looking. Like, they actually look... They look nice. They're legit. They're kind of hipster, kind of cool.
So they're giving them away like just to random people? They're not selling them?
It's something on Twitter. So if you follow Red Lobster on Twitter, which I'm sure you do because we have a lot of overlap Red Lobster fans and fans of the show, you probably follow them on Twitter and they tell you what to do. You have to Instagram, you have to send a tweet, say kind of why you dig it, why you should get one of these things. But they're pretty cool. I'm not a Red Lobster guy, but would I wear this fanny pack? No, probably not.
I don't go to Red Lobster, but are they giving with the Cheddar Bay biscuits,
yes,
or are they stingy? Because, you know, I worked at that place where if they did not eat the delicious rolls, we put them back in the warming drawer.
As a huge fan of Red Lobster, yes. Very generous.
Mm-hmm,
very generous.
A biscuit fanny pack. Note to some of my family members, this is an upgrade from the pocket of your sweater.
Oh, yeah.
Red Lobster is the best deal.
Really, you just need to have one of those sweatshirts that has that middle...
the hand warmer pouch in front.
Yes.
That's true. That's a good point. Other thing, this is coming back. Kellogg's bringing back chocolate peanut butter corn pops for the first time since they were discontinued 10 years ago.
I don't even recall those things.
Yeah. I do. Of corn pops, so delicious by themselves. Yeah, you add chocolate and peanut butter,
you gotta really hurry on
it.
A corn pop.
Well, what's that? That Reese's... Peanut butter cereal is great.
Oh, it's good.
Mm-hmm. But it's more of like a Kix, right?
Right.
Than a corn pop. Like, it's more of that...
It's a round...
It's a different texture than the corn pops. More corn involved in the corn pops. This makes me... I'm distractedly hungry just looking at this thing. It looks really, really good. Okay, how about this? So we talked a while ago. Oreo did that big campaign where they put out a mystery flavor and you had to guess.
Everybody got it. Those Fruity Pebbles.
So easy, right?
Yeah.
And you would think it probably would be
but
easy.
But it had to be a huge success.
I think so, too. It got people talking. And I think it had to be easy with an Oreo. Like, you got the Oreo taste and a little something added. not too hard to come up with. Well, Pringles doing something similar. You guessed their mystery flavor, and you could win $10,000.
What?
It's...
Wouldn't you find a Pringles flavor more difficult to guess?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you what. At a trivia night last year, there was a Pringles category. And you had to, they gave you a baggie.
Oh, wow.
With all the 10 different Pringles flavors. And you had to eat it, or you had to, like, taste it and write down which flavor it was. It was highly difficult.
That's a really involved trivia.
Yeah. Do they?
Well, you know how sometimes they give you candy and you have to identify the candy?
Yeah.
There are handout categories.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For like the one hit wonder category, the artists were there.
How awesome would that be?
Yeah. Do they still have the pizza Pringles?
Listen,
that was good.
There were Pringles for sure. I had never even heard of. I didn't even know they had this many different Pringles.
We'll have to get in on this. We'll have to find some mystery Pringles and see what we can do. They did it up in Canada last year, and the flavor turned out to be 7-layer dip, which I would have a hard time identifying.
Yeah. Right.
Because obviously you're just putting those 7 layers together, putting them on a Pringle. That would take some work. I'm not sure my palate is that refined.
Yeah, what was one of them that they did, and it was heavy on the, it was an everything bagel. Somebody did an everything bagel. But it wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember what I'm talking about, but it tasted.
It's almost unfair. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
It has to be like one single flavor, but I think they've already done all of those. Anyway, when these come out, we will find them. We will try them right here on Foodstuffs. Follow us on Instagram at Courtney & Co. 198.
Foodstuffs!
All right, Lance, let's get to the nitty gritty. Luckily, the PSB opened a while ago, back open. But
yeah.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show, and if you missed this hour's code word in the Cashman contest, all you have to do is text it to 72881, TOTAL, T-O-T-A-L, that's the code word. Just text it, you can win $1,000. Also, we want to let you know, Courtney and Company Day at the Ballpark is July 17th against the Pirates. We would love for you to join us. We had so much fun last year, meeting everyone up on the terrace, and for $20, you get a ticket to the game. And it's a day game during the week, which we really love, so play hooky.
You get a beer during the week, which we love, and a t-shirt that I can't wait to unleash. Maybe, I don't know, maybe Monday we'll unleash it, but you guys are going to see this t-shirt. The point is, buy tickets right now, y98.com/Cardinals.
All right, if you could block anything on Facebook, and I know Lance is not a big Facebook person. Mm-hmm. He's the Twitter king.
More of a Twitter guy, yeah.
But if you're on Facebook, I'm on Facebook more than any other platform because that's where everyone I know is mostly, that's where I go.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of stories that you can see. But if there's any type of post you could block to not ever see them and get on Facebook, what would it be? You know, I've unfollowed people that do too much political stuff.
That would be mine, the political thing. Because you can't win with that. No matter what you do, you've already alienated half of your audience. Even if they agree with your position, it's just not a good thing to do.
Yeah, I don't love that stuff. Or just the picking fights, baiting people, stuff like that. That makes me...
I also don't like the pictures where I can't unsee them and they just come up like abused animal pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that somebody's trying to make a point about it. This happens. I understand. I think we all know it happens. But to see that, I also don't read those stories either. I can't do it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I can't read about something tragic happening to an animal at all.
Any kind of hot takes, even if it's not political, like, I hate that, which is unfair because that's kind of what it's for. But I just don't want to hear your version that's so ununique about anything that's going on.
Yeah. Right.
And like stolen jokes, you know, like somebody posts. I just hate
how
that
do you
stuff.
Know it's I mean, what if something like a meme is funny if and you share it?
If an unfunny person posts something funny, it's usually stolen.
You're right. And it has changed my opinion on people that I never had a thought of.
Yeah.
Like I may have known them from growing up in the same area, or I just knew of them, but we weren't friends or anything, and now Facebook has made me dislike them.
Okay. Or people that you love and you know, but their online persona, you're like, I don't even know this person, and you start to dislike them, and then you hang out with them, and you're like, oh, they're not, they're fine, but why do they have to be like that online? That happens to me all the time.
Yeah, what is that alter ego that they're portraying.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
Twitter, you just get like short, sweet news stories.
No. Twitter, I would say, is the most vile.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Tim might be onto something because I think people realize if you're going to be vile, you got to be vile quick in a concentrated little burst because you've only got so many characters. So, yeah, I might agree with you on that, Tim.
Because Twitter's just trying to make jokes, trying to do hot takes. That's, you know, Facebook, there's at least some stuff that's like, here's a story or here's this or that. But Twitter's the most negative to me.
All right, well, the reason I bring this up is because there is a company that just put an app out, and it's to block something on social media.
Is it pictures of food?
It's not.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the funny thing is, the company that started this app is a condom company.
What?
Okay.
And they just launched a new app called the Baby Blocker.
Oh my God. It just takes out all pictures of babies?
Yes.
Oh,
What's wrong with babies? I love seeing the graduation photos. I love seeing the prom. Anything with all the Easter portraits that's the joy of Facebook, I think.
Exactly. That's what it's there for.
Only thing I can figure is they're doing this for this precise reason right here. For us to talk about it.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's funny that it's a condom company and then it's called the Baby Blocker.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
So Facebook, they use its analytics to identify the photos of babies and toddlers. Toddlers are even getting a bad rap.
Wow. Come on. Don't stick at the toddlers.
Yeah. I mean, toddlers are at least doing stuff.
They're doing funny stuff all the time.
And then it covers them up with photos of things like food, cars, sporting events. So it seems like it's more geared toward men than women.
Dude-centric.
But the funny thing is, whoever wrote this story tried it several times, and for some reason, photos of soccer players were what they would substitute it. If you want to download it, it's free. You can search Baby Blocker on Chrome Web Store. Lance, we'll have your traffic in about 5 or 6 minutes, but I wanted to let you know I got a message from John 270, backed up past 255.
Yeah, over on the Illinois side, they're having another tough go. Not quite as bad as yesterday, but there was a crash up by Route 3 before you get to Route 3 in Granite City. That's the holdup there.
All right, Lance will get into it in a few minutes. Y98, it's Courtney and Kevin and Tim and Lance. We have your Schmig at around 8:37. I almost said 11:37. No, I'm going to be sleeping. No. 8:37, Tim will handle the duties, and Jen will be out until next week. And your code word coming up in less than 10 minutes.
So I went to see the Dave Matthews Band last night at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, and he hasn't been to town in a few years, and he was a big part of my life back in the day.
DMB used to open the shows out at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater for years and years and years.
Oh, remember that was the first one?
Remember, wasn't it? Am I crazy?
No, I think it always be the kickoff.
Wasn't it always it was a lot of times the first stop on their tour?
Yes.
I think somebody mentioned that it was last night. I don't know if that's for sure, but it may have been the first night of the
tour.
And
I think this is the first time in 10 years we haven't played Poo Poo Bus.
Early.
Remember that whole Chicago thing where they got in trouble?
Yeah, I've heard the song. Uh-huh. I feel good about it being the first time you don't.
Kevin just couldn't find it. That's why it's not being played.
Totally fine with that.
I'm a little disappointed I didn't go.
It was great. And I mean, I wasn't feeling well yesterday, and obviously the late nights on us are tough, but I kind of was like, I've got to go. Somebody was nice enough to find me some tickets, and I went. Like I said, wasn't feeling great, but I'm like, I'll go. And all kinds of things are going on. First, I'm running into, I saw Sean O'Brien, hung out with Sean, which was nice, but he had self-tanner on, which is, maybe we'll save that for another segment. But I already wasn't feeling well. That made me even more sick.
Did you die?
I was like, I was just like, you look like you've been outside. He used to like walk in the park. I'm like, are you doing? He's like, no, it's this tanner thing. It got out of control. I'm like, what are you talking? And he tries to tell the story. We'll save it. I want to try to get him on the phone, but if you know Sean O'Brien, please immediately
was it on the face?
Shame him. Oh yeah, it was
face
on the face.
Face is really difficult. to use self tanner.
It is. Yeah, it was just a little different than a typical. Anyway, so I wasn't feeling well. That made me a little more sick. And then I kept running into all kinds of people of high school, college. You know, people I hadn't seen in forever, and they've all got 7 kids.
Oh yeah,
all of them.
Did they ask you what? Do they know what you're doing?
Sometimes, some of them, you know, and they're.
Do they
like,
give you the look like, oh no, no children?
It's sort of, oh, you know, Mary, all that, all
there's
that.
Some judging.
You got something? I'm like, no, I just tell jokes.
It's nice when you get past that hump of they're expecting something from you. When you get older, they're just like they don't even care anymore.
You mean they've given up on you?
Yes, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah. Yes, they still have some hope for me. So, just a lot of that. I'm just like, oh, and I just felt like old and whatever, and then. So go in, and our pal Alex Rich was there and ended up coming down and sitting with us. And
Alex is on our Millennial Monday. Mm-hmm. He's real feathery.
He's young. He's very feathery.
He wears hats when he goes out.
Yeah. And I was like, hey, there's a spot down here. And next thing I know, he's got like 9 friends with him in our row.
In one spot?
Mortal. I mean, it was pretty spread out. We had a lot of room. So Dave's playing, and all these memories are coming back, and it's a great time. You know what I mean? And I'm with Alex and all the young millennials.
Makes
and,
you feel younger.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't need those people with all their kids and stuff like that. I'm hanging out with these, you know, like, I'm cool. We're having a good time. And I'm telling them, like, this song, da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, we're going on, and it's great, and I'm feeling young and cool, and everything's totally fine. And then Dave goes into a cover, and it was just one of the coolest things I've ever seen. And I took a little video. We can hear a little bit.
Works for him too.
Yeah. And what was interesting about it is he picked on the guitar, which I've never seen Dave Matthews perform without a guitar before, and was dancing. And I think it might have been the opening of the tour, the beginning of the tour at least, because he was just so into it. It was so cool, and it's such a great song. So they're just slamming sledgehammer.
They have to have fun singing other people's songs, covering songs.
And they just nailed the horn section. I mean, they nailed it. It sounded so good. So I'm like, everything's cool. I'm young. I'm hip. Whatever. And the song ends, and Alex is like, that was awesome. I'm like, man, that was one of the coolest things I've seen. That was so good. And he goes, is that a new song? And I go, didn't recognize. And I immediately, I gotta go, man. I'll see you later. I got out of there.
It hurts, doesn't it?
It hurt. It was such a roller coaster for me.
Yeah. I mean, because think about it. That song is before he was even born.
I know, but how do you not know
but
that?
But it was such a big video. And again,
he thought it was, I mean, yeah. So
Alex, not so feathery.
Yeah, I went through a lot last night.
Your Ashley Furniture weather. This is home. It's going to be warm and humid today. Sunny, breezy, high of 90, and a duplicate of that tomorrow. Sunny, breezy, high of 90. Thunderstorms not in the forecast until Saturday night. Here's Lance.
Maroon 5 on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. If you missed this hour's code word, it is SHAPE, S-H-A-P-E. Text SHAPE to 72881 by the end of the hour, and you could win $1,000.
All right. They're going to call it a goal, and the Blues just got toasted.
Headlines today. Myers controversial assist hands Sharks a Game 3 winner. NHL hands over a crushing loss to the Blues. Blues just got completely on a clear hand pass. Yeah, it was a hand pass. Berube, no explanation. I have nothing to say about it.
Oh, yeah. Did you see him in the
press conference? He frightens me.
Sure, he
would
should.
Would you even want to ask him questions after a game?
No,
like
absolutely
that?
Not. You know the Jeremy Roenick story?
No.
They played briefly on different teams for a long time, and early on, Roenick had kind of took a cheap shot at Berube, and he was like, I'm going to get you. And for the next 10 years, whenever their teams would play each other, Roenick would step off the ice as soon as Berube got on.
Really?
And avoid him. Well, eventually, they both end up in the Flyers organization. Roenick is playing for the Flyers, and Chief is That's his nickname. That's what I call Berube. He's like a minor league player coach. And he walks into the locker room for the first time they've seen each other since they've been in the same organization. And Roenick says, "What's up, Chief?" And he just decks him in the face and says, "I told you I'd get you."
Oh,
He just punched him?
Uh-huh. And they played golf later that day.
Wow.
I love that
story. That's incredible. A great story.
Jeremy Roenick, who's like a superstar.
Right.
And he was actually afraid of someone, too.
Wow.
I wonder if that's why Roenick is handling most of the interviews with sharks. Do you notice that?
He doesn't want to get punched again.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to mess with
him. That's a fantastic story.
That is great. Well, yeah. So we've talked about it all morning long. It is a bummer, but honestly, it was more of a bummer for the Blues to give up that goal in regulation, period. I mean, it was a rough, bad call, four refs on the ice. None of them saw it. And so we now are down 2-1 against the San Jose Sharks. They're not going to break my heart again. They did it in the 90s. It's not going to happen again.
Yeah, and I'm tired of the Sharks tripping us up. I'm
tired
of this team getting in our way.
I agree with that, too.
And that hair.
Oh, did you see the press conference where they were the three guys in the suit jackets with all the hair? That doesn't look right.
Our players are much more attractive. and that's all that really matters. But a couple things. I told you guys earlier, I don't know refs. I mean, I like to watch hockey, but I'm not into the minutia of like what refs are out there. But Mark, with a C, by the way, I call him Kark. Mark Jonette, it was one of the refs, and somebody tweeted, and I don't know if this is true or not, but games that Mark Jonette has officiated this season, the Blues are 0-4, the Sharks are 6-1.
That's
insane.
That's some good research or some exhaustive research that somebody's done, if it's true.
If it's true. I mean, I think we like a story, so I'm saying it's true. and then yesterday, I did see a funny story about the South Philly bar where Gloria started. Mm-hmm. One of their reporters was out in front of it, and they did a whole piece on the bar and how now this bar has adopted the Blues as their second team to the Flyers, obviously.
It's the bar where the Blues heard Gloria, a handful of the players were in there, and then it since has become the anthem.
Yes, they went on that winning streak and turned everything around. And they are hoping, and they're so great because they're all such characters, that Philly accent.
Oh, yeah.
And you see them watching all the Blues games, and the crowd's going crazy. They've all got their Blues gear on. They've got Play Gloria t-shirts that they're selling. And they're hoping that if the Blues manage to get to the end with a victory, that they'll bring that cup through their bar.
Oh, they absolutely would.
Oh, no, they would.
Absolutely.
And Laura Branigan's Twitter account, the Boston Bruins are trying to fake adopt.
And I got to be honest.
It's
so
more of a joke.
Laura Branigan passed away a while ago, and her management company is running the Laura Branigan Twitter. And at first, I was kind of like, all right, this is weird, because it was sort of misleading people, and I was like, this person just every chance they get to get in on something,
but they sign
it
who they are every time.
I know, but it still made me a little uneasy. But now I'm completely on board, because we saw this dude. He's like a sports talking head in Boston, and he declared that Gloria, he was looking for an anthem for the Bruins, and sort of tongue in cheek said, well, the Blues already found the perfect one.
They got it right.
We're just going to use that, too. That'll be the Bruins anthem. So he's going crazy, all this stuff. And now he's made t-shirts, and it's the Bruins colors, and it's the black and gold, and it says, Play Gloria.
Yeah.
Well, Laura Branigan's Twitter isn't having it. She, the management, Kathy, from her management company, said, what is this? Play Gloria is not a Bruins thing. It is a St. Louis Blues thing. Try again. Hashtag Let's Go Blues. Hashtag Play Gloria. Hashtag Laura Branigan.
Yeah, and see, if she was just out for publicity, you wouldn't take anybody that's going to have you.
Right.
Yeah. The more the merrier. Keep cranking it. But no, she's true to St. Louis, so I'm on board now.
Yeah, definitely. Tomorrow night, game two. I think I'm going to be at Ballpark Village for a watch party tomorrow night, and that's where we will tie the series. We got Schmig coming up.
Yeah, we do. Lots of good stuff coming up. Speaking of sports, Bruce Willis threw a first pitch the other night in Philadelphia also. And, he may have spent a little too much time at that bar before this pitch.
Did he get booed?
Yeah, he did. It did not go as planned at all.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
That's right, I'm Tim Convey in for Jen Myers. Entertainment Schmig brought to you by Club Fitness. Sign up in the month of May and get the summer free.
Summer free! Makes you feel fine.
But that offer's only for a limited time. We'll start out with the Bruce Willis thing. He threw out the ceremonial first pitch at a Philadelphia Phillies baseball game just last night, and it didn't go as planned. Now, we've seen some bad ones. This one, it's like he wasn't even trying. And boy, if there's a place that you do not want to mess up the first pitch and deal with those fans, those Philadelphia fans are brutal.
They throw snowballs at Santa Claus. They throw batteries at J.D. Drew.
I think this year for our Courtney and Company Day, at the ballpark, was that audio from the throw?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Him getting booed. No, it wasn't hard to really pick up, okay. But they let him have it, rightfully so.
Anyway, the only two people that have not thrown out the first pitch on the show, Lance and Tim.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So it's one of you two.
We're going to throw batteries at each other?
No. We're going to have Courtney a pitch and off day,
and then.
For our Courtney and Company Day, one of you two.
All right.
Starring role.
Okay.
How should we decide?
Don't rock, know. Paper, scissors.
Okay. How we decide everything on this. other stuff. Oh, this is really, really cool. So obviously the Game of Thrones finale is on Sunday. A few musicians from kind of all over the place. Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine, Scott Ian from Anthrax, Nuno Bettencourt from Extreme, and then for some reason, Brad Paisley of country music. They all got together and redid the Game of Thrones theme song on guitar. You guys can play. Mm-hmm. That's clearly Nuno's work. I don't know if you can tell. Is playing. I definitely can. And while we're rolling through the hits, we should cover this one. Eric Clapton did a pretty sweet version of Prince's Purple Rain at a concert in London.
Yeah.
You gotta love Eric Clapton. And should we go back to my Dave Matthews? No, I'm just kidding. This is a lot of people talking about this. Selena Gomez, the third most followed person on Instagram, in an interview said she thinks social media is, quote, terrible. Huh? She has 150 million followers on Instagram. Obviously, it's a big part of her career, big part of what she does. But she says social media has been terrible for her generation. She says it can be great in moments, but I would just be careful and allow yourself some time limits.
Oh.
Is she allowed to say that?
I think so.
Is it as much as she does?
Is it her fault that she gets followed by so many people?
Right.
I mean, does she post constantly?
She took time off, if you remember. Yes. I think 6 months she stepped away. So, yeah, I think she's allowed to say this and even be,
I think
you know,
grow up, too. You know, when she started on social media, you're still young. You're still trying to figure things out. But, yes. It's not good.
Yeah. I mean, I support her in saying
that. So follow me on it. No, right.
Whenever I'm on my account at Tim Convey on Instagram, it makes me feel like maybe I shouldn't be. So there's another Ghostbusters coming out, and this one is supposed to be more
the son is doing it, right?
Yeah. Ivan Reitman. It's Jason Reitman, who is Ivan Reitman's son.
Up in the air guy.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. He's doing it, and they asked Bill Murray if he was going to be a part of it, and he said, yep, he said he is in. Bill Murray said, and if they ask him, he'll absolutely do it. I guess he hasn't been asked yet, which is weird because I think they started shooting. He says, quote, he made an appearance in the recent all-female reboot just to show his support. He says, I was in that movie just because they asked me, and I knew that if I said no, I was saying I didn't support that movie. It felt like, all right, I'm going to support them because I support them as people, so I did that one, and I would do this next one.
I wonder, what about old Rick Moranis?
Yeah, because he kind of retired.
I know.
Yeah.
He was such a great character in that, too.
So great.
Annie Potts was great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wonder, those characters, I can't imagine would still be spending time together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, would still all be, but I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, I'm definitely looking forward to that. I haven't seen the last one, though.
Oh, I did.
Did you like it?
Uh-uh.
You love Melissa McCarthy.
I do. I love her, and I did not.
Everybody,
I did not love it.
Really?
I will tell you, Chris Hemsworth was incredible in it.
He's so funny.
Yeah. He's so. His name's Kevin, And he's very, very funny. He's real dumb and pretty.
Not fair, Hemsworth.
So unfortunately, I'm just dumb.
I didn't say that.
I did.
How about Kelly Ripa, who I like a lot, calling out how much she hates The Bachelor and Bachelorette?
I just can't believe she did it because she's on ABC.
She's on ABC.
But I like that she did it.
She's not going anywhere. She's been on forever. She's a big part of that network, so she's allowed to come out and say it. And it's not like it's going to hurt the ratings.
Right.
It's not like people are going to stop tuning in.
She's allowed to have an opinion about something she does not like. I like that she said that.
She's not a fan at all. Yeah, she called the show disgusting and gross.
Wow.
Says that she never watches it. Bachelor, Bachelorette Nation, not too happy about it.
Well, don't worry about it. Just because she doesn't like it, like it. That's fine.
I agree. It's a little sensitive to them. Chris Harrison, who hosts the show, tweeted, "Look out, Bachelor Nation. Kelly Ripa is coming after you and your disgusting Monday night
habits."
And then Mike Fleiss, the guy who created the show, said, "Easy, Kelly Ripa. The Bachelor franchise pays your salary."
That's not true.
It's not true at all.
Why do you think you're bigger than Kelly Ripa?
Yeah, take it easy, Fleiss. I'm with Rip on this one. It is kind of disgusting and gross.
But you still want to watch it. Yeah. It does suck in.
I think I'm out.
But I will watch the After the Rose. I won't know anything about anyone, but I like to watch people fight.
Yeah. I didn't watch last season. I don't think I'm on board this season. I think I've kicked the habit.
Listen, I'm much too classy for that. Southern Charm premiered last night, and that was really good. And Vanderpump Rules Reunion, part 3 next week.
Lots more Schmig up online and always in podcast form. You can check all that out at Y98.com. And now, our good friend Lance Hildebrand taking a look at those roads.
All right, Tim, thank you. Let's start on 270, where it's been another rough...
In your night, son.
He used to meet me on the east side.
She used to meet me on the east side. City with a sun all set.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Jen Myers has the rest of the week off. She'll be back next week. And if you miss this hour's code word for Cash Man, chance for you to win $1,000 in our nationwide contest. The code word is SHAPE, S-H-A-P-E. All you have to do is text SHAPE to 72881. You have exactly 5 minutes to do so. Another code word at 920.
All right, I forgot I was doing the birthdays until this very second, so I'm taking them all in. We talked about it earlier. Danny Trio, 75.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Wow. And we're on a new commercial.
Machete. Oh, yeah. A 3.5-minute commercial about certain dysfunctions. Shout out to my keyboard players. Liberace, no longer with us, but his birthday today. He was born in 1919. So if he's still around, how old would he be?
He'd be 100.
That's right, guys.
Born in Wisconsin, if I recall correctly.
I didn't even have that answer.
All right, let's hit a few of these. First up, from the Rhythm Nation, Janet Jackson.
Oh.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Oh, man.
How old is Janet Jackson?
I think she's like a little older than... I'd say she's 51, because I think she was 50 when she had her baby.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk about that.
I think she's
time.
Even a little older, 52.
I'm going to say 53.
You're right, Lance. Janet Jackson, 53 years old. How about this guy? You know him from Bones. You know him from Buffy. You know him from Angel. David Boreanaz.
I love tossing out this stat. Keep in mind, in the last 22 years, he's not been on TV for one season.
That's incredible.
Wow.
Remember how he and his co-star, Emily Deschanel, I think is her name, from Bones, they sued and they got a bunch of money?
Yeah.
Somebody reversed that. I don't think we talked about it. They got like millions because they wanted some of the digital rights.
Right.
Because Bones was being streaming rights, I should say.
And it didn't exist when they came up with their contracts. Mm-hmm.
Somebody reversed that.
So they're not getting that money?
I think it's still going to probably through some motions, but as of right now,
but that would have set a precedent for all these shows.
Yeah. And the lawyers are going to get the money out of that deal.
Yeah. He's the male Patricia Heaton.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, the SEAL team show, I think, is in its second year. He's doing all right with that, seems like.
Is he 50?
I think he's...
You got it. You got it. He's 50.
I was going to say, he's either 50 or 52.
Okay. He is, in fact, 50. How about this one? He was a James Bond. He was in Remington Steele. Pierce Brosnan.
Mamma Mia. And here we go again. I don't know. That's a hard one. I'm going to say 65.
63?
66.
Got it, Lance.
No.
You're on fire, pal.
Having a hot day.
Man, there's some other fun ones in here. Let's do Deborah Winger.
Oh, I loved her so much, and I always did until she went on Watch What Happens Live like a year ago, and I disliked her. You know, there's some people that shouldn't do interviews if they're...
Yeah, and she...
Dionne Warwick ruined herself for me with Celebrity The Apprentice.
Yeah.
And she was very...
She's crabby.
Crabby. And offended by every question Andy Cohen asks, and it's like, what show do you think you're going on?
Yeah.
He is bad. It is.
And wasn't she also the voice of E.T.? Is that true?
Yes.
Yes. Now she's on that show, The Ranch, on Netflix with Ashton Kutcher.
Still married to Timothy Hutton?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Speaking of Bonds... Wait, was he a Bond?
Nope.
No.
Who is that?
That's Timothy Dalton.
Oh, yeah.
Deborah Winger. That's tough.
Timothy Hutton, Turk 182.
That's right.
What's that?
Go rent it.
Oh, yeah. With
it's
Robert
a great
Urich.
Movie.
Great
mm-hmm.
movie.
Deborah Winger is 62.
Nope.
64?
You got it.
Yeah! Good job, Kevin.
Deborah Winger, 64. Ooh. If you're celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday.
Here's Lance with a final look. Oh, poor Illinois drivers. Oh,
man, I tell you what, it's just been brutal.
Might be good time to take personal days.
Yeah.
If you've got them available.
I put it out on Twitter. Here's my proposal. Let's take Missouri, Illinois, Metro St. Louis. Let's just take off the rest of the way. Let's regroup, reconvene the Tuesday after Memorial Day. Let's take off 11, 12 days. Get this all sorted out.
Is it? And so the morning is the bad and the afternoon is smooth sailing?
I wouldn't say that because you get some... this week we've seen uncharacteristic westbound jams in the afternoon trying to get across the Poplar Street Bridge. I mean, you know, like... 5 in the afternoon, 2 in the afternoon, and it's slow back near 64, near the 64 and 70 split.
All right, Kevin, this is from Rachel, and this would be a great time to have our text line working because it's all about red flags on a date. So Rachel writes in, she said, my friend met a guy at a brewery. Nick always says I say that word wrong or weird. Brewery.
I think most people say brewery.
Brewery. Right. Brewery.
Two syllables, but I think you're saying it probably correctly.
You think so?
Brewery.
Because one time he said, that sounds funny. I'm like, what? Brewery. And then I could. Then you everything can, yeah. sounded odd to me. So my friend met a guy at a brewery. He seemed nice. And a few days later, she went to his house. He was showing her around, and he showed her his bedroom. And in his bedroom was a jacuzzi.
Wow.
A bar and a stripper pole.
What?
I don't appreciate this girl writing in and telling me.
And a bunch of Cardinal memorabilia.
Yeah, right.
Lots of bobbleheads.
Three Dexter Fowlers.
What?
She thought it was okay, and the guy never tried anything. I was disgusted and told her a guy like that is either a big-time player or only is thinking of women as objects. So,
or house sitting for a stripper.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, is he a decent guy or is he a creep?
Gosh, Rachel, that's a tough question. Only because I know in my life I have given red flags more than my fair share. You know, and I just
what were some of the red flags that you gave, Kevin?
Well, running out of money, eating at Deer Door and Arts.
That was one.
Going to an ATM.
Oh, and my favorite is when you had a little crush on the health store worker.
And I bought colon cleanse. Because I needed colon cleanse.
I don't care. You buy something cooler.
Yeah.
Did you ever get her number?
I never got her number. I don't know why. I thought honesty was the best policy. No, it's not. You know, and I do remember, too, you know, my relationship with the one that did work, my wife. I waited a long time. I mean, like, several months before I actually took her home and told her I live with my mother.
And these and are showed my, her the G.I. Joes. Joes.
Yeah, and she was kind of like, okay, we can sell those and make money. So that's kind of like, you know, but man, I don't, you know.
What kind of guy is this guy?
Well, he's got a jacuzzi, so it means he likes baths.
Yeah, he likes to bathe. Like
and maybe he likes to exercise.
But you know, the stripper pole?
Hey, to each his own, man.
He doesn't really give an answer. He just likes to.
It's all
be
about Kevin.
And what we keep doing the segments is anybody's guess. Ask Kevin. Ask Kevin. Should you really ask Kevin?
No.
The Cordy and Company Morning Show is brought to you by Feast Magazine's Taste and Toast event, May 19th at the Four Seasons. Get your tickets at feastmagazine.com/tickets.
No doubt on Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Don't speak, but do text your code word this hour, which is CATCH, C-A-T-C-H. Text it to 72881 by the end of the hour, and you could win $1,000.
All right, a couple just quick headlines. There's a new study, and this is under the heading, duh. New study found it's better to be born rich than to be born smart.
Science.
Yeah, I kind of told you that.
I know. I mean, look at the guy that did the promposal.
Yeah.
He's going to have no problem in life. Right. In Madison Square Garden on the T-Mobile billboard because his dad's friends with the CEO of T-Mobile.
Yeah. Man, a lot of kids doing idiot promposals too. With stupid. I mean, what are they?
I don't know.
What's going on?
And they're filming themselves.
I don't understand.
And they're taking pictures. And it worries me because this is the next generation, and there's so much hatred for being that young
and stupidity.
How can you be that hateful that young?
And I don't get the jokes either. It's stupid, hateful stuff for the point
that
of,
isn't even fun. It's funny,
so weird,
clever, nothing. Yeah, I saw a couple of them yesterday that are just
it's real disturbing,
despicable.
Yeah,
despicable. And then this study, and man, it really got me to thinking today. It's not like I'm very happy, but I feel like based on this study, I know what's weighing on me. And it says that clean freaks are twice as likely to be happy with their life than messy people.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And it's and it is in every facet of life of your life. So 62% of clean freaks say that they're happy with their life compared to 39% of moderately clean people.
Mm.
And 30% of people who describe themselves as messy. So from like a little over 60 to 30%,
mm-hmm.
just
mm-hmm.
on how they keep their house and their life. And then super clean people, 67% of them like their job. Messy people, only 38%.
Do you think it's a which came first thing at all? Like a happier person
is a cleaner
is
person.
Tidier
I don't think. I don't think so. I think it's honestly it weighs on you.
Yeah,
and it distracts you from every part of your life because really in the back of your mind you're still thinking about you know when you go to bed and you have a messy room
mm-hmm.
or house it's hard for you to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I think that weighs on you all the time.
Yeah, I'm generally a messy person, but I think. You know, when my place is clean or the surroundings
everything
are
feels
clean,
better.
It feels better. But is that because my head is clear and I'm happy and I'm in good mood, so I put the effort into doing those things, or is it the other way around?
I think once you've done it, you felt like you accomplished something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Makes you feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
Makes you, stand up a little straighter.
Yeah.
On. Yeah. And then their love life, 70% versus 40%. Happy with their love life. Happy with their love life.
Mm. I need to clean up my love life.
76% versus 32 in the relationship with their family. And 53 versus 26 with the level of sleep they get.
Wow. My place is a disaster.
Oh, right my
now.
Gosh.
It's real bad. My look at the desk right now around me.
No, look at me.
We're very unhappy.
I need to... Does anybody have a number of a dumpster I can rent?
The music you hear on Y98 is brought to you by Schnucks. It's back and hotter than ever. Matt Carpenter's brand new spicy mojo salsa.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.